We have again arrived to the first Friday, the day of the month dedicated to our Lord's suffering on the cross and the shedding of his precious blood, which flowed from the Sacred Heart, from his Sacred Heart. And today also we celebrate the feast of our guardian angels, and how much in need the world is of redemption and protection. We have again seen in sad news about the shootings in this country, and we seem to read every single day the bad news coming from Europe and the distress and problems with the flood of refugees there. But when we remember that each one of those shooting victims and also each one of the refugees in the old continent, they are created by God and they have been assigned their own guardian angel, we can see how the amount of sorrow is truly multiplied in God's sight, who has created these precious souls and who has also appointed minister and guardian to each one of these precious souls. And sometimes it might seem that our churches are the places where we celebrate Holy Mass, where we have our devotions. They are the last beacons of light which the world does own. But even if they would be so, even if there would be no other hope in the world than our Holy Mass and our Catholic faith, what a great blessing the world has to own these great treasures, these precious diamonds of God's sign of protection, charity, and caring. Our guardian angels never leave our side, and also the redemption and the precious blood which has flowed for our goodwill, for our redemption, is always and every single day available to us. How could anybody who is a follower of Christ in this case lose hope? Losing hope is impossible when we consecrate ourselves to serve our dear Lord and Savior Jesus. It's we who are so devout to his Sacred Hearts, we are those people who truly have every reason in the world to be happy, to be hopeful, and to expect his kingdom. Certainly we face sorrows in this world, and we feel compassion and even pain for those poor people who need to suffer in this life. But unlike the world which offers us nothing but gloom and maybe false expectations, we have in possession the true hope. We have in possession the true solution, and we also own the true comfort which this world so desperately needs. It was the love and charity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus which dwelt in this world, which also gives us the answer to these sorrows of the world. And we can never lose our sight of the of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We shouldn't dwell too much in the sorrowful news of the world, but always look brightly into the future, where God will make everything all right and where everything will be made good again. This earthly world where we live, it's so often filled with sorrows that even Christians, those good-willed people who are dedicated to follow our Lord Jesus, might get discouraged. Let our October devotions, let our first Friday and Saturday devotions be that precious beacon of light which our friends and which our companions in the world desperately need. When we look upon the love which Jesus have for us, or the sometimes ungrateful task which we have been given in spreading this great love of love in the world, let us return that as much as we can Let us return that great love which he has shown to us. Let us banish the thought of those who are tempted or who truly, openly neglect his service and who despise his mercies. Let us take ourselves, even the best among us, and even the love we find there that has been offered to our Lord's sacred heart, and let us compare to ourselves. This is how we should be. This is how we should stand in the world, charitable, forgiveness, and loving. The best way to preach to the world is through our example, through faithfully receiving the sacraments which have been instituted for our salvation, to faithfully keep and to stay in the holy Catholic faith, which our ancestors have so courageously defended, oftentimes even under the threat of death. As our Lord Jesus was unselfish, devoted, constant, and so also our spirit must be unselfish, devoted, and constant. And all the sorrows and worries of the world have really spoiled the love of most of the humankind. We have, our spirit has to be different when we realize that our only hope is in the charity and mercy of Almighty God. We will never lose our own hope. The world never seems like a doomed place to live, but something which is filled with people who so desperately need and wait their Savior, need to be waiting to be cleansed from their sins, and also wait, even if they don't know that, that one day when our Lord comes back and when he makes new all things. Let us let this October and the times of its devotion be a new beginning of hope, both to ourselves and to our dear friends and relatives as well. The worse the news of the world come, let our love and charity and prayers grow day by day, so that we can offer that same medicine which has been given to the world for thousands and thousands of years, the humble servitude of God and the trust to his mercy and compassion has been throughout the history the only true medicine and the best medicine which has God offered to those poor souls which he so much wants to bring back to his mercy, to bring back to his redemption, and to bring back to his heavenly kingdom of God. May God have mercy, and may he bless you abundantly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.